Good afternoon, my friends. Well, it's afternoon for me anyhow. Of course, you could be listening any time of day. That's the beauty of the online world, isn't it? And all these recordings. Hey, this is session 3 of Living the Connected Digital Life. We're calling this Cord Cutting 101, replacing your traditional television service with Apple TV. Now, we, of course, in this Connected Digital Life course have been talking about having all your stuff available to you everywhere you go on all of your devices, and TV is no exception. You know, television is something that truly is a stress reliever for some people. It's entertainment, it's education, it can be so many things to so many different people. But the one thing that I think most people can agree on is it's a big part of a lot of people's lives. And the experience ought to be enjoyable. And it is my belief that the television experience until recently had not received a lot of the same updated treatment that so many other things have. You know, we have our really awesome smartphones, our tablets, all these things. And then we go back to a system that feels like it's stuck a few decades ago, because we have to flip through channels, we have to remember what time something's coming on so we can set it to record, and, you know, we don't want to forget to DVR it because it's got to be, you know, all of these different things that occur in the television world. And I'd like to tell you, Apple TV changes all that. Streaming services change all that. And in the recent years, there has been an uptick in streaming services. This is a part of the tech world that truly is still in its infancy in a lot of ways. Things are changing almost daily. Sometimes they're small changes, but seriously, things change almost daily. And even the definition of cord cutter has begun to be debated. I think there's some people who just like to debate stuff. And some people will say, well, you know, you're not really a cord cutter if you're subscribing to channel bundles, even if they're through a streaming service, or you're not really a cord cutter because you're still using cable for your internet, whatever. Look, I'm not going to waste time arguing about these things. I'm going to give a definition, I think, that simplifies it. Some people may not agree with it, but that's okay. To me, we're going to say that a cord cutter is anybody who has discontinued the use of traditional cable or satellite services for television now, for TV, in favor of streaming services for TV. Streaming services use the internet to provide television to your home. So let's start out by talking about what you need. And we're going to post a link to a book that was created not so long ago called Getting the Most Out of Your Apple TV. It's available for free now on Apple Books.
Notification.
Okay, that was an alert I can look at later.
Waveform.
It's available for free on the Apple Bookstore, and I highly encourage you to download it. And this is going to take kind of a similar form as that. So let's start out by talking about what you do need in order to have a good, positive streaming experience. Well, the first thing you need is you do need a reliable internet connection. There's no question about that. The exact speed of that connection is hard to quantify what will be right for you. We don't use these free courses as a platform to advertise our paid services. That can get kind of tacky real fast. But every now and then when we think it's appropriate, we do mention our paid services, you know, that we offer paid training and so forth. Well, we also offer paid product setup. And we even offer free consultations. And two of the consultations that we offer,
3 seconds, adjust waveform.
Two of the consultations that we offer are: do I have a good internet connection to meet my needs that I want? We can talk about what your device usage is, how many members of the family you've got, the kinds of things you do with the internet connection. We also can find out what TV streaming packages will be best suited for your needs. We'll talk more about that a bit later, but you give us your zip code, you let us know what you like to watch, and we'll help you find out what's available and what is our recommendation. You don't have to go with it because there's no obligations with these free consults, and it is all personal preference, but still we will give you our recommendations, our suggestions for you. Now, getting back to the internet connection, it's got to be fast and it's got to be reliable. Right now, at the present moment, there truly your best internet connections for most of the nation are going to be wired internet connections, either through cable or fiber. We have Comcast cable. I believe it's the best around. We have the 300 megabits per second speed. It was really 250 most recently, just a few days ago, was increased to 300. And we don't really want to go with anything less, because we, on any given day, if I look at my Wi-Fi settings, we have about between like 29 and 32 devices connected to our Wi-Fi. Now, not all of these are using tons of bandwidth. Some of them are just like smart thermostats and printers, but still, there are a lot that are using things. At any one time, we might have someone watching a show on an Apple TV or a movie, somebody else streaming a show on an iPad, somebody else playing Xbox, remote gaming with somebody, somebody else browsing YouTube or Facebook or, you know, any one of a number of other websites or, you know, different things. So we like to have that strong, solid, fast internet connection. But for those who maybe don't need something quite as fast, there are a couple of, well, there is a something coming into existence very soon, and that is low Earth orbit satellite internet. Now, traditionally, satellite internet has had a lot of issues with it that don't really make it ideal for people that need really, really fast connections. For one thing, the orbit is so high that it takes a long time for the connection to get here. This makes satellite internet less ideal for things like eBay or online gaming and voice over internet protocol, things like that. This is all supposed to change with low Earth orbit satellite internet. It will be much lower in the atmosphere. The latency will be less. The speed will be faster, and they'll be able to do it without data caps. Right now, satellite internet tends to have pretty low data caps. Really wouldn't work well for a lot of streaming television. But in short order, probably by this time next year, if not before, we will see low Earth orbit satellite internet. It's being pioneered by the folks at SpaceX. And this is, I have a friend and colleague who's in the network business. He doesn't have any inside information, but he speculates, and I trust him based on his years of experience. He figures that this low Earth orbit satellite internet will probably be about 50 megabits per second for about $50 a month. That really is not bad. The other game changer that is planning on coming at some point, it will eventually, but we don't know how long it'll take, and that is 5G home internet. Now, that will probably start at about 300 megabits and go all the way up to maybe even a gigabit per second download speeds, and for very, very inexpensive prices. Verizon already has 5G home internet in a few markets. T-Mobile's talking about it. This will happen, and it will, I think, really revolutionize things. So there are some internet, there are some choices out there. Our friends over at Cord Cutters News often post articles about cord cutter friendly internet services that don't tie you to, you know, things like cable companies. The Toast Internet, there's a new one they just mentioned launched in the LA area, Wonder. There's one that the FCC has, a Lifeline Internet that's very low cost. But all of these still depend on where you live in most cases. So you need to check out what's available when you are looking to do this. Just know that you want to have a decent internet connection speed. Again, I recommend absolutely nothing less than a solid 10 to 15 megabits per second. And I would go faster than that. If your budget allows it, and you may need to go faster than that, depending. When we set up an Apple TV for someone who's planning to become a cord cutter, we do a diagnostic test first to make sure that you can even support it. We go through your home. We look at different points in the home where you plan to watch TV and so forth, and do multiple speed tests before we will say, yes, we will sign off on this and say that it's going to be a good experience. That is a very important first step. Of course, the other thing you need is television. Now, the Apple TV comes in two iterations. The Apple TV itself is not a TV. You need to understand that the Apple TV is not a television set. It is a set-top box. It simply plugs into your television. You need a TV already with at least a working HDMI port. Now, there are all sorts of, you know, there's HD TVs now, there's 4K TVs, there's 3D, you know, all of these things. At least an HD television. It can be, you know, more than that, but it at least needs to be an HD. Apple TV itself, you need a streaming set-top box for each of the televisions you're going to watch TV on, and you can get it in the Apple TV HD version or the Apple TV 4K. And then Apple TV 4K comes in two different storage capacities. When you are in the process of getting Apple TV, the next thing you need to think about, and I do want to mention, in fairness, that there are other streamers out there besides the Apple TV. There is the Amazon Fire and Fire Stick, Fire HD, these different ones. There's Roku, you know, there's the Google Chromecast and some different things. And now even some smart TVs that have a lot of these streaming apps built in. We here at TTJ and on the instructor team, we are Apple fanboys and girls, you know. We prefer Apple. We believe that Apple provides a superior experience to anything else out there. The integration is fantastic. The accessibility, if you're a voiceover user, is incredible. And if you're already using other Apple devices, to me, it's just a no-brainer. So that's where our focus is going to be, okay? So when you get the Apple TV, you then need to pick a streaming service if you're going to cut the cord. Now, for many people, it's going to be more than one streaming service. You can have as many as you want, as few as you want. Some are free, some are paid. Some are direct subscription, and I'm not talking about, you know, yes, there are different ways you can pay for them. You can get Netflix by subscribing directly. You can get Netflix through your cell phone provider. Some services, you know, Hulu, you can subscribe through iTunes billing or, you know, directly. There are Apple TV channels, all that. But all of that still qualifies as direct subscription, meaning I don't need a cable package or a TV package to get this channel. I can get Netflix independently. I can get Hulu, Amazon Prime independently. So that's direct subscription. Then there are channels that are bundled, and that's about the only way you can get them. And this is, you know, things like Food Network, HGTV, Nickelodeon, Oxygen, Wii, National Geographic, ESPN. Now, I know there's an ESPN Plus, but that's different. I'm just talking about the basic channel, ESPN. You know, these require some sort of package of channels. Traditionally, a cable or satellite package of channels is required. However, in recent years, we now have the advent of these new services called live TV streaming services. And like cable and satellite, they bundle a whole bunch of channels for one price. But unlike traditional cable or satellite, they cost a lot less. There's no contracts, no obligations, no early termination fees, no activation fees, no hardware to install, no equipment that has to be installed. It's no credit checks. It's a lot simpler. You can cancel anytime. It just works, and you can use it with your favorite device like the Apple TV. By the way, when we get into this, know that everything we're talking about also works on iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch, much of it on the Mac, and some of it even on some other devices. Also, these streaming services that we're talking about, some of them will actually give you equipment for free. I don't see too many of them right now, but every once in a while, something will pop up. This company or that company, if you sign up for, let's say, 3 months, you prepay for 3 months of service, you know, they'll send you a free Apple TV 4K or something like that. There are also promotions when you buy hardware. Sometimes you get free streaming. Best Buy, for the longest time, if you bought an Apple TV from Best Buy, you got a month free of Sling TV. So there are different options. Now, let's talk about these streaming services a little bit more. There are streaming services like, and I mentioned some of them, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, and these are, although Hulu happens to have one foot in both categories, and I'll talk about that in a moment, but right now the basic Hulu, the one that's $5.99 a month, the one that's free for Sprint customers, the one that's, you can, you know, all that, this is their on-demand only plan, their base streaming plan, also known as the limited commercials plan. You can add the no commercials add-on, but still, this is the base streaming plan. Thousands and thousands and thousands of hours worth of titles, movies, TV shows, all sorts of stuff you can stream, including current hit shows from all the major networks. Things like Grey's Anatomy, things like The Masked Singer, things like The Cool Kids and Perfect Harmony, things like, what are some of the other big names out there of shows? Anything that you can find on NBC and ABC and Fox and all these different networks, you're going to find on Hulu. American Idol, America's Got Talent, all these shows that people sit down and watch. And then a whole bunch of others. So you've got episodes of things like Chopped, and you've got episodes of kids shows and you know, dramas and comedies, the entire series of Reba, The Golden Girls, Full House, I Love Lucy has a whole bunch of episodes on Hulu, Taxi, a lot of well-known sitcoms, Home Improvement, I think, may be on there. And then you got movies and a lot of great hit movies even, as well as some Hulu originals. One of the most famous ones, I haven't watched it, but just to point it out because a lot of people talk about it, The Handmaid's Tale. You know, all these shows on Hulu that people love, that is available in that base $5.99 streaming-only plan. So Hulu is, first and foremost, a streaming provider. Now, that means there's not a live TV feed, but you can watch anything you want whenever you want, and you can pause, rewind, do all of these things, okay? The same is true for Netflix. They all have kind of their specialty way of doing things, okay? So Netflix is no ads at all, no commercials. But they have, like, all the past seasons of stuff and not the most current season of things. So, like I mentioned, Grey's Anatomy being on Hulu. That's your current season as it's airing, like, literally within a few hours after it airs live. With Grey's Anatomy on Netflix, I'm going to see all the previous seasons. What are they in now? Season 15, 14, something like that? Let's say 15. I apologize if that's wrong. So then you'll see seasons 1 through 14 on Netflix. 15 won't be there until it's over, and so on. So they all have their way of doing things. And then Netflix has a lot of other popular shows. Again, a lot of Netflix originals, Stranger Things, Fuller House, and many, many others. So again, all streaming. Then you have services, and Amazon Prime, that's another, you know, another streaming one. They have their own way of doing things. I don't use Amazon Prime very much, but it is certainly something that a lot of people like. You have a lot of others that are like this, okay? And some of them are completely free. So Pluto TV, Tubi, and now Tubi has a kids section. These are free services. Sony Crackle, and they're completely free. No account required. You just start watching. And they have some hit movies and shows. I mean, it's not like it's all B-list stuff either, okay? A lot of options in this category. These are direct subscribe, and they are things that, as I said, are like on-demand only. Now, the next one that I want to talk about is the live TV streaming packages. I think Cord Cutters News tends to say that there are 8 of them right now that are really big names. Let's see if I can think of them. So Hulu, I said, has its foot in both. They are an on-demand streaming service, but they also have a live TV add-on, which does give you tons of more on-demand content as well as their live TV. So let's see. Philo, Hulu, Fubo, YouTube TV, Sling TV, Sony PlayStation View, AT&T TV Now, and Vidgo, I feel like I might be missing one. Well, AT&T may still have Watch TV. I don't know what they put as their 8, but you can see there's a lot of choices. Again, each of these has their own philosophy, their own way of doing things, their own pricing, and their own content. Let's talk about a few of them. Sling was one of the originals. They were one of the first and still tend to be one of the most popular. They offer a base plan at just $25 a month, known as Sling Orange. You can also have Sling Blue, and you can get both. And I think both of those together, they give you a little bit of a discount. Maybe Sling Blue is the same as Sling Orange, but they have different channels, and then you can add things on, okay? Their DVR is extra, but it is available. Now, let's talk about my favorite one, Philo, P-H-I-L-O. Philo is not for sports fans, unless you also get another package and then add Philo on, because it's a good supplement for you. But Philo has made a deliberate decision. They're not going to have sports. They're not going to have local channels. This really helps them to cut costs. So they offer you something like 58 or 59 channels for $20 a month. They support iTunes billing. They have tons of great channels from Discovery Networks, which of course also includes scripts now. So Food Network, HGTV, Cooking Channel, DIY, Animal Planet, Science Channel, TLC, Discovery, Discovery Family, Discovery Life, Destination America, Investigation Discovery, on and on and on the list goes. Viacom channels, so Nickelodeon, Nick Jr., Teen Nick, MTV, MTV2, MTV Classic. They have the Comedy Central, BET, BET Her. They have Logo, CMT, a ton of these. You get the Oprah Winfrey Network. You get A&E Networks, A&E Lifetime, LMN, and History. You get, boy, that's, I mean, that's a lot right there. You get AMC. There's lots of others. So this is Philo. 58 or 59 channels right now, probably more even coming, but $20 a month. Build through iTunes, build direct, whichever way you want to go. They are able to provide you with an unlimited cloud-based DVR. You literally just save any show or movie that you want, and you can watch it anytime within 30 days. There is no limit. And a lot of programs also support a 72-hour rewind, so they automatically start at the beginning. If they've aired within the last 3 days, you can just go back in the guide and find them. Nothing complicated. It's really, really simple. And they have great support for something we haven't even talked about yet, which is called TV Everywhere, but we'll get to that in a few minutes. So Philo, I highly recommend it. We really give a shout-out to them. It's my favorite live TV streaming service. We do have Hulu base plan also and a few others that I'll talk about shortly. But Philo, when it comes to live TV streaming, definitely my favorite. Now, another one that is really, really good is the accessibility. VoiceOver accessible, fully accessible on Apple TV. Philo, we're talking about now still. Philo is fully accessible on Apple TV. A bit questionable on iOS and iPadOS right now. They say they're committed to fixing that. I believe them, but there are still ways to watch your content, so not a huge deal, but definitely a great experience on Apple TV. Pause live TV, rewind, do all these things you want to do. And I was going to say that another great one, which is fully accessible across the board, is Hulu with live TV. This gives you everything in that base Hulu streaming plan, plus something like 60 plus channels of live television. And it does include sports. It does include your locals in most areas. And this has a 50-hour DVR, but not a 30-day watching limit. Stuff stays until you delete it or until you run out of space. Then it deletes the oldest stuff for you. It has a lot of additional on-demand content once you subscribe to Hulu Live. And again, very popular channels. The Discovery Networks, Food, HG, all those. The A&E Networks, again, Lifetime, A&E, all those. Plus things like MSNBC, Fox News, whichever side of the political spectrum you're on. CNN, they have the, Disney Junior, Disney XD, Nat Geo Wild, they have Cozy TV, Smithsonian Channel, they've got, a lot of other very, very popular, ESPN, ESPN2, I believe they also have ESPNU, and ESP News. They got, I think they have MLB and NFL maybe, but don't quote me on that. You can see their lineups online. They also have an add-on called the Entertainment Pack, which adds additional channels across the board. So, for example, Food Network and HGTV are in their base live plan, but when you add the Entertainment Pack, you also get Cooking Channel and DIY or something like that. I don't know. You know, there are different ones like that. They are very reasonably priced. I think it's $44.99 a month, which covers both the base live streaming on-demand plan and these extra channels. And then that Entertainment Pack is additional. I'm not going to go through every service and what they cost and what they offer because we'd be here all day. But you get the idea. There's a lot of them. Fubo TV is very, very sports-centric. They are first and foremost a sports fan's dream come true. They do offer some other, channels as well, though. YouTube TV boasts an unlimited DVR, but I do think it has ads. Fairly robust channel lineup. I mentioned Sling. The PlayStation View, very nice channel lineup there, and multiple packages from which to choose, which several of them have that. They do have an unlimited DVR with a 28-day watch time. They, you know, there's a lot of factors to consider when choosing a streaming service. How many people can watch it at the same time? What's the DVR like? What's the on-demand content like? Because in many of these cases, you won't even need a DVR with the amount of on-demand content you can get. Or you'll use it very, very rarely. Except in a case like Philo, where really just save anything and then you can watch it. There are benefits to that. But, you know, so there's all of these things to consider, which is why I said to you, we will help you if you give us your zip code. Some people care about their local channels, and if they do, we want to make sure you get your local channels if you're interested in them. Local channel streaming rights are different than traditional licensing for cable and satellite, so it's taken a little bit longer for some of the places to, you know, all the metropolitan areas certainly have them, and most of the network affiliates throughout the country do. I've seen it grow in our area. You know, when we started out, you couldn't watch the locals live. You could watch the national programming from the locals, you know, on demand, but not the live local feeds. Well, that's changed. We can get all our local feeds now. And so, you know, a lot to consider. Now, one of the other things to consider is the availability of TV Everywhere support. What does that mean? TV Everywhere is a very specific term that describes using an app from the actual channel to watch the content of that channel. So if you go, well, first of all, if you're still with a traditional provider, you might every now and then see a commercial and it'll say, you know, catch up by downloading the NBC app. Okay, so if you go to the App Store on your iOS device, iPadOS, or your Apple TV, you're going to see apps for things like Food Network, HGTV, Nick, NBC, Nat Geo, Disney Now, ESPN, all of these different channels. These are TV Everywhere apps. And what they do is you install those apps, and this is a free service that's provided to you. You don't pay anything extra, but you do have to be subscribed to the channel in your TV package, whether it is through a traditional provider like cable or satellite, or through a streaming provider like Philo, Hulu with Live TV, AT&T TV Now, or one of the other ones. You have to have some sort of subscription that includes that channel. And when you do, you can use the app then to watch oftentimes a live feed of what's on right now, but also a lot of on-demand content, and way more on-demand content than you can get through the, you know, the cable provider, or even through the app that comes with your streaming service necessarily, because this is an app right from, you know, Food Network or Discovery Channel or whatever. TV Everywhere is great, and each live streaming TV provider has its own list of networks that they support TV Everywhere for. So you want to check this out, because with the Apple TV and your other devices, that's a huge benefit that you're going to have access to everything on the same device. And it's really important that you know that. There's one provider out there, for example, that offers a lot of great channels like Disney and Food Network and a whole bunch, but not very many of them are supported with TV Everywhere. Now go to something like Philo, PlayStation View, or Hulu with Live TV, and almost every channel in their package supports TV Everywhere. So you want to look at the list. And again, this is something we can help you with at no cost, but also a quick Google search if you use the right terms. Like, you know, pick a provider name like Philo and type in Philo TV Everywhere apps, or use Philo account to access network apps and sites, things like that, and you'll find the list. This is I can't stress enough how good this is. So, that's another thing to keep in mind when choosing your variety of streaming services. Now, one of the newest things that Apple TV users have to our advantage is Apple TV channels. In a few minutes, we're going to talk about what those are and what the Apple TV app is. And when we do, you'll see why Apple TV channels are so awesome. I have a Philo subscription and a Hulu subscription, and then I subscribe to several Apple TV channels. So we will talk about what those are momentarily. I also want to talk to you because it relates to this as well. Some premium channels like HBO, Showtime, really all of them, Stars, Cinemax, and a lot of others, you can subscribe to them in multiple ways. So you can pick the one you like the best. For example, if I have HBO in my cable package or something, well, I can do that same thing with many, though not all, but many of the live TV streaming providers. Like, for example, PlayStation View, Hulu, I can add HBO through that service, okay? Likewise, I can subscribe to HBO directly, and I even have several ways to do that. I can pay for it directly. I can get it through a cell phone provider. I can subscribe through iTunes. And now I can subscribe as an Apple TV channel, and that is my favorite way. And I'll explain again momentarily what that is. So there are different ways with these premium channels to subscribe. Also, before we get to the Apple TV app and the Apple TV channels, I do want to share with you two new streaming services that are on the horizon. November the 1st, Apple TV Plus, and November the 12th, Disney Plus. Now, these two are very different services, but also, I think, equally exciting, and I'm looking forward to both. Disney Plus, coming on November the 12th, if you like Disney movies, if you have any children, if you like family movies, even if you like National Geographic content, this service is a no-brainer. $6.99 a month. They're going to have eventually, maybe not right at launch, but eventually every Disney movie ever made. They're going to have tons and tons of content from Disney Channel, Disney Junior, and Disney XD. I don't know if they'll have a live feed, but all of these big name shows on the Disney channels that people are watching, Coop and Cammy Ask the World, Big City Greens, Bunked, Lion Guard, some of the Spider-Man series, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Mickey Mouse, Marvel movies and shows, the Star Wars franchise, but even also beyond all of this, some Nat Geo content, original content. I mean, this is going to be packed full of great content. So I highly recommend that you give it a try. They are also going to offer a bundle with Hulu and ESPN Plus. I think for $12.99 a month, so that's another way you could go. Now, Apple TV Plus, November the 1st, is all about original content. And they have got some great shows that they have announced. The Morning Show, starring Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon, about the struggles, the ups and downs and everything of being a woman in the workplace and in the environment of a morning talk show as that unfolds and all of this stuff. The show C, a thriller based on the idea that a virus has taken the sight of just about everybody on Earth and the few people remaining have no vision. There are going to be the show For All Mankind, which assumes that the space race never ended. The show The Helpsters, which is going to be a great kids show. Dickinson, a comedy based on the life, I believe, of Emily Dickinson. Am I right? I apologize if I'm wrong. Many, many other shows that are coming out that just look awesome. Some of them, you know, based upon real events and some of them fictional. There are going to be movies, even movies that are getting theatrical releases first. One of the most recent announcements was A Christmas Carol. I hope it's going to be this Christmas that we see it. I don't know. But A Christmas Carol starring Ryan Reynolds and Is it Will Farrell, maybe? And if you don't think Apple is serious about this, let me just tell you, they are spending over $60 million in talent alone for that show, just for the Christmas Carol show. It's going to be a live-action musical, and it's going to be great, and that's just on the talent that they're spending. That they mean business. Apple TV Plus is going to cost just $4.99 a month. It's going to be ad-free. It's going to be available on all of your devices, integrated into the Apple TV app that I'm about to tell you about, and it is going to be fantastic. And if you buy a new iPhone or iPad or Apple TV right now, you're going to get a year free of Apple TV Plus. Now, I want to talk about the Apple TV app. Even though its name is technically Apple TV, it will show up on your home screen as TV, and it appears not only on your Apple TV, but also on your iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch, and now your Mac. The Apple TV app is also available on select smart TVs and even on Roku. Now, what does the TV app do? It is my favorite way to watch TV. It's the home base for most of what we do. The Apple TV app, for starters, keeps track of everything you watch and makes it available to you across all of your devices. Hundreds of streaming services are integrated with the Apple TV app, meaning that the content you watch on those services shows up in the Apple TV app. Now, there are a few exceptions. Netflix has only limited integration. You can search for content in the TV app, and if it's on Netflix, it will show up, but it won't actually keep track of your Netflix content in the TV app. Philo does not yet have integration with the Apple TV app, though they say that they will at some point, probably. But Philo is still a great service, though. But anyway, most of the streaming services out there, Netflix doesn't have complete, but has search support in the Apple TV app. But Hulu, Amazon Prime, Tubi, Pluto, all of these premium channels, and, you know, like HBO, for example, or most of them, and also a lot of the TV Everywhere apps that I mentioned to you, Food Network, HGTV, all the Discovery ones, also Hallmark, Disney, not Disney, Disney Plus said they will. They're going to integrate with the Apple TV app, but the Disney Now app right now for the TV Everywhere version does not. Nat Geo does. And what did I say? Hallmark Channel. ESPN integrates with the Apple TV app. Tons of channels and services and TV Everywhere apps integrate with the Apple TV app. Even some of the live TV streaming service apps. I mentioned that Philo does not yet, though they say they will at some point, probably. But some of them already do. Hulu does. PlayStation View does. AT&T TV Now does. All right. Tons of these integrate with the Apple TV app. And what this means, how this plays out, is that when I want to watch something, I can find it in the TV app. And then when I watch it, it shows up in the Up Next section of the Apple TV app. The Up Next section is a queue of everything that I have been watching. I am just going to pull up my iPhone just to show you, because honestly, this is better if you just experience it rather than me trying to explain it. So let's go into the TV app, okay? There's the TV app.
TV home, it in progress. Man with a plan, continue as 1, E19, time remaining, 21 minutes, playback progress, 0%, download button.
That's my Up Next section, and the first show in it is the next episode of Man with a Plan that I've been watching, and it told me how long was remaining, and I can even download it if I want. Next.
Taxi, continue as 4, E23, time remaining, 23 minutes, play Reba, continue as 1, E19, everybody loves Raymond. Continue as Girl Meets Farm, next S3, E6, button. Private Practice, continue S6, E12, but American Housewife, continue at Perfect Harmony, Next, S1, E4, NBC. Up, The Dark Knight Rises. Continue. Top, Basic versus Baller. Travel at any cost. Continue, S1, E2. Time remaining, The Lion King. Purchased, but love it or list it. Continue, S4, Island Life. Beach Bites with Katie Lee, The Pioneer Woman. Next, S22, E7, America's Funniest Home Videos. Next, Friends. Next, S1, Toy Story 4, The Goldbergs. Ask This Old House, continue at Make This Tonight, continue at Full House, continue at Station 19, Design Matters.
You get the idea. And I even have a lot of shows.
Breakfast at Taste Made, The Lion King, purchased, Country Music, recently added, Button, Spider-Man.
Okay, so you get the idea. Now, here is the thing about this. What you are seeing is that you're seeing what I have been watching. And it is going to give me the next episode in a series. If I'm binging that series, it's gonna let me resume where I left off if I was in the middle of an episode. Or if it's a movie, you know, same deal. Or if I've purchased it or added it to Up Next manually, it'll show it. And if I happen to be watching something where it's a current season and I have caught up, when the new episode airs, or just a few hours after, it will show up right at the top of the list, right at the head of the line, ready to be watched in my Up Next queue. So gone are the days where I have to think to myself, well, what day is today? And no longer do I have to remember, okay, well, it's Thursday. What shows do I like to watch? Did I set them to record? Now, they just show up here when they're available. And anything I watch from a supported app or service that integrates with the Apple TV app will show up right here so that I can instantly watch it across all of my devices, but also across all of the services that I have. You heard it mention Perfect Harmony and something else that was on NBC, but that's from the Hulu app because that's actually how we watch that. You heard it mention some of those sitcoms. They're either on CBS or some of them are purchased. You heard it mention some like cooking shows like Pioneer Woman and Girl Meets Farm, Love It or List It, and Island Life, home kind of shows, and even Make This Tonight and Basic versus Baller. These are Taste Made or Food Network and HGTV shows. So across all of the services that integrate, you're going to see this in your Up Next queue. Now, that's not all the TV app is good for. If it were, that would still be amazing, but it does so much more than that. The TV app also features dedicated sections for movies, TV shows, sports, and kids. You can see right in your Watch Now tab, constantly changing recommendations and suggestions based upon the time of year. So right now we got some Halloween stuff showing up there. You've got recommendations based on what you've already watched. You know, I'll see in that list, if you like Reba or because you watched Friends, you know, things like this. You can see your watch history. You can see trending and popular movies, things that are new and noteworthy, and a whole lot more. If you go into the movies and TV shows section, you can even see more. You can see live news. So instantly you can be taken to one of 8 different news sources. Some of them don't even require any kind of subscription. Just install the app, like ABC News and CBS News. Then there are some that you do have TV Everywhere support. That's where I said you have to have it in your package. You have to authenticate with, you know, a live TV streaming service, for example. And these are ones like CNN, Fox News, and MSNBC. Cheddar News, Bloomberg, CNBC, they're all in this list. You can watch live news right from the TV app. Kids programming. Pick your pals. You can pick characters and see all the shows that are available across different sources. And you can look through by age group and browse in many different ways. And then sports fans. There's just so much in the TV app for you. You can pick your favorite teams, follow those teams, and when you do, you'll get notifications on your Apple TV and all of your other devices when those teams are playing live, what the score is. You can see sports scores in real time. You can get notified when the game is close and exciting. And that is the sports section of the Apple TV app. Now, also available in the Apple TV app is a universal search. You can also use Siri to do this. But you can search for a movie, a show, an actor or actress, any of these types of things that you want. And when you select a result, you will see all of the ways in which you can watch this program. So if there is a service you already subscribe to where you can watch this right now for free or no extra cost, that option will be made available to you along with a host of other options. For example, if I were to search for a certain show or movie, it might show me that, okay, it's airing on Stars right now. If I already have Stars, I can just start to play it, or I can subscribe to Stars if I want. I can also find it on Hulu, so if I'm subscribed to that. And then I can also buy or rent it for, you know, X number of dollars. So there are all sorts of ways to watch the different programs that you find. It's rare that you won't find at least one way or more to watch something. When you search for things and you select a result, or in any other way when you pick a selection, you get full screen trailers right away. You can see the cast and crew, the description, the rating, the common sense rating, the tomato rating, all of these things available to you, and then you can find out, you know, related content as well. Now, in the Apple TV app, the another thing that you have available to you is the Apple TV channels. So Apple TV channels are a selection of premium channels to which you can subscribe directly through the Apple TV app. Now, I don't want you to confuse this with iTunes billing. Hulu, for its limited commercial streaming-only plan, Philo, and many others offer iTunes billing. And this means that I can download the app, and then through an in-app purchase, I can subscribe so that it's billed right to my Apple account. This adds a tremendous layer of convenience and simplicity, and I can subscribe right through the app. But Apple TV channels take this even a step further. Yes, they're still billed through your Apple account through iTunes, but you don't even need a separate app to watch them. Now, this is things like HBO, Stars, Showtime, CBS All Access for great CBS content, plus a live CBS feed in your area, most likely. Taste Made, Smithsonian Channel, PBS Living, Epics, Cinemax, Shudder, BET Now, Comedy Central, and MTV hits. Curiosity Stream, History Vault, and a whole lot more. I think there are 23 Apple TV channels available right now, with more promised on the way. They've been increasing steadily since they were released this past spring. I'm subscribed to several of them. Now, these range in price. They all have a 7-day free trial, even if you've been subscribed through another method before. When you subscribe, you can watch instantly on all of your devices, and you do not have to have a separate app or create a separate account. No email address and password are needed. Just sign into all your devices with your Apple ID, and you instantly have access to all of the content. Obviously, it's fully integrated with the Apple TV app. That's where you'll watch the content, is right in the Apple TV app. You can typically get a live feed if one is available, but otherwise, all the content is available either way. Anyhow, all the content is available on demand, commercial-free. You can pause and rewind. You don't have to worry about ads. You can watch it across all your devices. Up to 6 family members can share it, and you can even download the content for offline viewing if you so choose. This is the way TV should be. Now, in addition to Apple TV channels, you can purchase content and access all of your purchased and rented content in the Apple TV app. You can browse the iTunes store. You can purchase movies, both new and classics. You can rent movies. Rentals have a 30-day watch window. Once you start it, you have 48 hours most of the time to watch it, complete it, or watch it again as many times as you want. Again, it supports across all of your devices. Same thing when you purchase, same deal. Just like Apple TV channels, if you purchase a TV show, it's commercial-free. It's whenever you want it, pause and rewind on all of your devices. It is great. Now, if you're looking at TV seasons, sometimes you can purchase an entire series for a bundled price, but very often you can purchase entire seasons. And if it's a current season, you can actually purchase a season pass. When you purchase a season pass, all current episodes are made instantly available to you, with the future ones being available within a few hours of their live airing. You will get a notification when they are available. This is a great way to keep entire seasons, and I do mean keep them. When you purchase something, you own it for life. Now, I know someone could make the argument, well, theoretically, there's this caveat that if a studio removed its content from iTunes, okay. But most often, this is a for-life deal, and you are not responsible for the storage. So you never have to say, well, I can't buy any more TV shows because I'm sure my storage is getting low. No, your storage does not get used for movies and TV shows in iCloud. Your iCloud storage doesn't get used, and your local device storage doesn't get used. You don't have to worry about it. You just purchase and watch to your heart's content on any of your devices. Pick up where you left off on another device if you so choose. If you want, download the content. Then you do have it stored on your device, but that's up to you. You don't have to do that. It's a great, great way to watch the TV you love whenever you want. And you, as I said, you can purchase entire seasons. When you purchase movies, they often include iTunes extras, which are somewhat analogous to the DVD bonus content of yesteryear. You can see deleted scenes, you know, commentaries, behind-the-scenes stuff. And it's great. So purchased content, Apple TV channels, TV everywhere, live news and sports, live streaming services, kids content, sports scores and actual sports content, and a whole lot more, all in the TV app. And of course, soon, Apple TV Plus, also in the TV app. Universal search, Siri support. You can see, you can see why we have called this a connected digital life feature, why this is part of the whole connected digital life experience. As I've mentioned to you, you can have whatever streaming services you choose. I can't tell you how many times I switched back and forth between different streaming services until I finally decided on what we have now. What do we have now? Just for those who are interested, I started to tell you before. We have Philo. We have Hulu base plan, just the, you know, the unlimited streaming, not the live, but the base plan. And we have several Apple TV channels. CBS, Stars, HBO, Tastemade, a few of these, Smithsonian, History Vault, PBS Living. I am going to get Disney Plus, and I am going to get Apple TV Plus as well. I don't have one of the big, and I say big as in, you know, local channels and all that, live TV streaming service. I mean, Philo is big, and it's the, I think, the best bang for your buck. But again, it doesn't include sports content. Well, we are not sports fans. We watch the Super Bowl because we get together with, you know, friends from church and stuff and have food, you know, and just a nice social gathering while we watch the Super Bowl. If we were to do that at our house, chances are we'd be able to do it even without a sports package or anything because that's often aired for free. We don't really get too concerned about the local channels. We have other ways of accessing, you know, local news and weather and all that stuff. And if we want to watch the national programming from those local channels, we can get it on Hulu. And I do have a CBS subscription, so I do get we do get our live local affiliate of CBS. So if we really want to watch, you know, something like that, we certainly can. We really don't watch the news. Now, I want to qualify that for those that care. You know, we stay up on the news. I use the Apple News app, and I listen to news on my HomePod usually every day, just a little news briefing. But I don't like the way that our, you know, I don't, it's just, the political system is so crazy. Things are just, I'm not, you know, talking about which party or anything like that. I'm not going to get into all that, but I just, man, it's just, you can watch this stuff and you know, a little bit goes a long way. So we didn't need any of that stuff. The one thing I was a bit concerned about giving up when we got rid of our most recent live TV streaming service that had all of those extra things in it was the Disney channels and the National Geographic Channel, because Philo does not have those, and those are things that we do watch. But what I did was, a couple of the shows that our kids really wanted, I bought a season. You know, season passes on the iTunes store range in price from like $6.99 to like $34.99 or something. I don't know exactly, but, you know, I'm just saying roughly. So, you know, I could buy pretty reasonably a couple of seasons if I wanted to. And then I said, well, you know what's coming? Disney Plus is coming. And that's going to have all the Disney content and Nat Geo content that I could ever want and more. So I don't have to worry about having a live Disney channel in my TV package anymore. You know, so it is a very much a personal preference thing. I know other people who, oh, I have to watch Fox News. I got to see Sean Hannity, or I have to watch Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. I don't criticize you. It's your, you know, personal preference. You do what you do. So that's fine. If that's what you want, there are packages out there, and maybe you still use Philo, but maybe you want some of these other ones. I like Philo because it has a lot of channels that we watch. The Food Network and HG, that whole group of channels, Nickelodeon and TV Land, you know, Hallmark. So that was really a good no-brainer for us. And at $20, man, you know. There are some people who have to have their sports. Again, that's fine. I'm not saying that in a mocking sort of way. That's perfectly fine. That's the biggest question I get asked by my customers is can I watch the local sports teams? Not, you know, I mean, you know, the in-market sports teams. Can I watch my local channels? And the answers are yes and yes, you can. You just subscribe to the correct package to do that, and you'll be right where you want to be. So what I hope you're seeing about this is that you have that option. You can choose the options that best suit you. And lastly, you know, I want to answer the questions about cost. Will it save you money to be a cord cutter and to do what I'm talking about, live TV streaming? Now, you know, there's a lot of stories out there that are like anti-cord cutter stories, and I don't agree with them, okay? I'm going to tell you why. So what some companies will try to do is to say, oh, I know about this cord cutting stuff. I know what you're thinking about doing. You know that I can give you TV, internet, and phone service for $99 a month, and you're going to get, you know, 200 channels, and, you know, it's going to be way more than you can get in your cord cutting package. And they'll ask you, can you get that? Well, let me tell you something. Always read or ask for the fine print. Here are the things they're not telling you. Number one, that $99 a month is not an everyday price. That is not going to last. It is not going to last. They might tell you that they'll renew it, but it's not their everyday price. The second thing is it's not the whole story. Because with cable and satellite services, there are extra fees for DVR. There are extra fees for HD television. There are extra fees sometimes maybe for 4K. There are extra fees for each additional television box that you need throughout your home. So if you have more than one TV, you need an additional box for each one, and those have extra fees with them. You have extra fees for local programming. You have extra regional sports fees. There are tons and tons of extra fees, not to mention taxes, that are going to go on top of these charges. And again, you still have not reached the everyday price. So, what am I saying? For us, cord cutting is saving us, I estimate, approximately $100 a month, give or take. If we were to add a live TV package that also had locals and sports, you know, and some of those other things, we still would probably save about between 40 and 60, somewhere in the 50s probably, dollars per month in that neighborhood. And if I'm saving $50 a month, that means I am saving $600 a year. That's pretty substantial. Now, I'm saving closer to $100 a month right now. Many of my customers see similar experiences. Now, they're not always quite as robust of savings, depending on the circumstances. There's a few people in these really old SD-only dish network packages that don't have HD and that used to use one box for two televisions. And those are the folks who, when they sign up through TTJ and they get, you know, an Apple TV and stuff, that might see you know, only a $5 or $10 a month savings, but it's usually still a savings. And either way, they're going to get HD, which they've never had before. They're going to get a more robust system. They're going to get the integration. They're going to get devices that they love, that literally they can sit down and watch anything, anytime. You know, the Apple TV app makes that possible with purchases, with Apple TV channels, and with the integration of all these TV Everywhere apps and so on. But also, a service like Philo, the same is true, because I can go through and save all of my favorite shows and movies on Philo. I know the kinds of shows that I like to watch, and so I can go through and I can save them. And so when I do, now I can literally watch them anytime I want to. And if I get in the mood to, you know, binge, let's say, King of Queens, which even if I don't purchase it, I can just open up Philo, and chances are I'll find just about every episode there, because it's on often enough that usually every 30 days I have most of the episodes. So this is an amazing, amazing way to watch TV. Philo is not the only service that would really support that kind of experience. PlayStation View does with its unlimited DVR, and even Hulu Live with its 50-hour DVR, which can be increased to 200 if you add the add-on. Even those are going to give you that same kind of experience, because the on-demand content in Hulu is just unbelievable. It is truly incredible. I feel like I could go on and on and on about it, but I think I've really said everything that I need to say for today. In our next session, we're going to revisit cord cutting and talk about a few additional aspects of it. But that is going to conclude today's session. So I do want you to keep your questions coming to the techjuggernaut@icloud.com. God bless you, everybody. Talk to you soon. Take care.